Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
I'm Ryan Zunner for WBFO, your NPR station, on this Friday. The town of Tonawanda has settled a lawsuit brought by Williamsville-based Zapful Development to the tune of nearly $480,000, all over a warehouse project. Zapful accuses the town of breach of contract. They alleged the town failed to transfer billboard lease payments, failed to pay a portion of construction costs, and failed to install connections to public roads, sewer lines, and water lines during the course of the project on Person Parkway. The 70-acre complex was branded North Youngman Commerce Park in 2015 and has housed several tenants. Zapful Development was originally awarded $1 million by a jury in state Supreme Court, but the town appealed that verdict and a higher court reduced the payment to the $480,000 paid this week. Town officials say it's the best case scenario for local taxpayers. Meanwhile, Zapful says they're okay with the lower payment.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, last week, the Buffalo Common Council approved nearly $400,000 to conduct emergency stabilization on two historic buildings in the Cobblestone District. The emergency funds come after the two buildings at 110 and 118 South Park Ave went up in flames back in June. The building's owner, Daryl Carr, has been trying to tear down the buildings and redevelop them for years. But preservationists and members of the Common Council want to preserve the buildings instead.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.